This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be as well, because it's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, then call me right now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by one of the best bands in our town, the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge there, and amazing food. And they've also got a big gig coming up for New Year's Eve, which I'll tell you about, as well as their gigs this weekend after we play the Harris Challenge. And let's jump right into it. No delay today. Mark, you're first on the Harris Challenge. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm just driving home and not enjoying the fact that times change, and now that we have to drive home in darkness at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty depressing, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See if this perks up your Friday afternoon. Here come the categories, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, Old Guys Musical Marriages. And Category 3, The State of the States. Which one would you like?
We'll try The State of the States.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. And here's how the Harris Challenge works. In that 60 seconds, you'll have five questions to answer for a total of possibly 15 points. But you don't have to get all 15 points to win. You have to get at least half of them. We call it, round it up to eight. 8 points or better to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize! All right, you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
And Dan brought in some Old Town Donuts today in the studio. If you ever want to make radio salespeople run down the hall at light speed, just put free donuts in the studio and let them know they're there.
I didn't even know we had that many people working here.
I don't think they all worked here.
No. I think they just saw me walking in with that box, and holy moly.
Did you see Nate's eyes when I told him to try the maple bacon one?
Yes.
It was like, what are you talking? It was like I had said something in Latin.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What are you talking about, maple bacon? I said, well, first of all, we've only been talking about this donut on the air for over a year now. And second of all, go ahead and try one. And he tried one, and his eyes said, donuts.
Popped out of his head.
Yeah.
So we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And from Werenberg Theaters. Werenberg. We have movie passes. You might want to see John Wick.
Keanu Reeves big movie, yeah.
Yeah, we have Glenn Campbell. The
documentary movie about him?
Yeah. It's supposed to be really, really
good.
That's
what I hear.
And a free bowling party.
He goes Brooklyn side and takes them all down. Nice shot, Dan.
Oh, nice. We have it at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes, your choice. It gives you 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane. One large, one-topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you do get all 15 points, all the prizes are yours. A package valued at well over
$1 million.
Mark has chosen the category, The State of the States. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Mark, if you're in Havana, Cuba, and you fly directly north, what is the first U.S. state you'll come to?
Florida.
Correct. Which two states do not share a border with any other U.S. state?
Hawaii and Alaska.
Of course. Which of these states does not share a border with Idaho? Nebraska, Oregon, Utah.
Nebraska?
Correct. For 1 point each, name the four U.S. states that border Mexico.
Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. Pass for now.
What state's capital is Concord?
Concord is... We'll go California, by the way. Texas?
Yep.
Okay, and Concord is Massachusetts.
Did you say Massachusetts?
Yes.
Oh, you're off by one. It's New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
But the good news is, because you knew California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, Nebraska, Hawaii, Alaska, and Florida, you got yourself 10 points and a win. Mark, congratulations.
Great. Thank you very much, Dylan.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we go on to contestant number two. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my wife's a great artist. You can find her work at facebook.com/fineartbyolivia.
Okay. What kind of art does she do?
Painting, drawing, photography, just about everything.
Wow. I'm always jealous of people who have those great visual skills. They don't really pay off for radio personalities that much. And if, by the way, you've ever seen a picture of me, you'd understand what I'm talking about. Which category would you like here, Tom? Have you been paying attention? Old guys' musical marriages, or our new third category, breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
How about the breakfast category?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What company makes Pop-Tarts?
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's is right. What cereal is the breakfast of champions?
Wheaties.
Correct. How many times a year does the average American worker eat breakfast at the office? 5, 15, or 25?
15.
15 is right. After coffee, what is the most popular breakfast beverage in the United States?
Milk.
Orange juice.
Ah.
Which contains more calories, a plain bagel with cream cheese or a McDonald's Egg McMuffin?
Plain bagel with cream cheese.
540 for the bagel, 290 for the McMuffin. That's 11 points for you today, Tom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while contestant number three joins us. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm just heading home from work, and I just wanted to wish my mom a happy birthday this Sunday.
Well, say, her, say your name.
Happy birthday, Mom.
What's your name?
Rose.
Your mom's name is Rose?
Oh, no. My mom's name is Joyce Meyer.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Joyce. Which category would you like, Rose? We have you been paying attention? Old guys' musical marriages, or our new third category, you named your child what?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which St. Louis Cardinal won his seventh consecutive gold glove this week?
Oh, the catcher. Oh, my gosh. Molina.
Correct.
Molina. Whatever.
Yadier Molina is right.
Yeah.
Which of these had the lowest numbers this week since World War II? NHL TV ratings, the percentage of Americans who voted, or Microsoft Windows phones sold?
People voting.
Yeah, 38%. That's sad. What What building opened this week on the site of the former World Trade Center?
I don't know. Next.
What did Berkeley, California become the first place to put a tax on this week?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to say, I don't know.
Which industry has increased the size of its products because people weigh more? Crash test dummies, Ferris wheel seat manufacturers, or
crash
bathroom
dummies.
Scales? You said crash test dummies?
Yep.
That's correct. We're fatter, so they have to be fatter. It's called the Freedom Tower in New York, where the World Trade Center used to be. And Berkeley put a tax on soda and sugary drinks.
Okay.
Let's see how you did here, Rosie. 1, 2, and 5. Hey, that's 8 points, and you're a winner as well.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. Didn't we have a quintuple punishment week last week or the week before?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
So far, it's a non-punishment week. Let's see if Scott can keep it up. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm very excited about my granddaughter's birthday tomorrow. She'll be 2 years old.
Say her name.
Her name is Lexi.
Okay, Lexi. Happy birthday to you, and congratulations to the parents who have not gotten any sleep in 24 consecutive months.
True.
Which of these would you like, Scott? Two categories left. Old guys, musical marriages, or you named your child what?
Let's go with you named your child what.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which now-divorced movie star couple named their children Rumor, Tallulah, and Scout?
Oh, it was Bruce Willis and... I can't think of her name. Hold on. Go ahead. Pat.
Which Indiana rocker named his kids Speck and Hud?
Indiana rocker. Have to be, I'm drawing a blank, sorry.
Which movie star, known for owning and flying planes, named his son Jet?
That'd be John Travolta.
Correct. True or false, actor Rob Morrow's daughter is named Two Morrow.
True.
It is true. Which of these is not the name of one of Tony Braxton's kids? Diesel, Dakota, or Denim?
I'm going to say Dakota.
You're correct. All right, you got Bruce Willis. Who's the other half of that couple?
Demi Moore.
I'm sorry, I actually couldn't hear what you said.
I said Demi Moore.
Demi Moore is right, and in the Indiana rocker, now that the buzzer's gone past, you know it, don't you?
I do, but I can't think of it off the top of my head, sorry.
Yeah. It's funny, because you said, oh, Indiana rocker, it has to be, and then you just blanked.
I did.
And
right.
You were right, it's John Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp, yep.
Yeah. By the way, how about that Tony Braxton? Dakota? Nah. Diesel? Yeah, Denim? Yes. She has kids named Diesel and Denim. And Two Morrow for Rob Morrow. Let's see how you did here. You got them all but the two-pointer. That's 13 points, Scott. You're our fourth winner of the day. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
All right, stand by. I'll bring in our final contestant now. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say good luck to the Immaculate Conception Darting Pre-K boys. Have a good, big soccer game tonight.
All right. Let's see what we have left here. Old Guys Musical Marriages is your category, Tom. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What singer's wife once claimed diplomatic immunity against traffic tickets on the grounds that she was the wife of the official ambassador of Seoul?
James Brown.
Correct. What piano-playing rocker found himself embroiled in a scandal in 1958 when he married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra?
Pass.
What singer-songwriter who spent many years with a man named Art has been married to Carrie Fisher and Edie Brickell?
Pass.
What pop singer was married to record executive Tommy Mottola from 1993 to 1997?
Pass.
What rocker was married to Julianne Phillips before marrying Patti Scalfa?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. What piano-playing rocker found himself embroiled in scandal in 1958 when he married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra?
Elton John. I don't know.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Who's been married to Carrie Fisher and Edie Brickell?
I don't know.
Paul Simon. Tommy Mottola's wife was Mariah Carey, and Julianne Phillips was the first wife of Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
All right, Tom. All you got was James Brown for 1 point, and that means I'm going to have to punish you of all the five contestants today.
Oh, man.
For that punishment, we're going to go back to yet another TV personality who decided it would be a good idea to try to sing a rock song. For this one, we go back to 1960s sitcom star Barbara Eden. Yes, Jeannie from TV's I Dream of Jeannie, singing Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, boy.
What goes up, got to come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
She sounds a little bit like Cher there, doesn't she?
Yeah. A little bit.
Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never
mind. Yeah, right here, listen.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
All right, Tom, you earned that. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news. It's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing tomorrow night at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. And on New Year's Eve, they'll be at the Falls in Columbia, Illinois. Go to seethefalls.com to see the available packages for the show and the dinner and the hotel and all the rest. Seethefalls.com. The Harris Challenge is here every Friday around 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com. And if you've missed previous challenges and want to play along with those, you can find them on my website, harrisonline.com.